Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for January 16th, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, President Donald Trump signed a trade agreement with China finally on Wednesday. The Phase 1 deal, according to the Trump administration, is worth an extra $40 to $50 billion annually over the next 2 years in U.S. agricultural sales to China. Here's the president from the signing ceremony at the White House.
Today we take a momentous step, one that has never been taken before with China, toward a future of fair and reciprocal trade as we sign phase one of the historic trade deal between the United States and China. Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue issued a statement after the president signed the Phase 1 agreement.
This agreement once again is proof that President Trump's negotiating strategy is working. It may have taken China a long time to realize President Trump was serious, but this China Phase 1 deal is a huge success for the entire economy, especially our ag economy. The agreement finally goes a long way toward leveling the playing field for U.S. agriculture, and I believe it will be a real bonanza for America's farmers, ranchers, and producers. We all know that China has not played by the rules for a long, long time, and I want to personally thank President Trump for standing up to their unfair trading practices and for putting America first, especially American farmers. And we look forward to fulfilling those hungry Chinese customers for American products.
The Senate is hopeful for a vote on the USMCA today. After quickly advancing the agreement through required committee approvals, the Senate will consider the agreement ahead of the impeachment trial next week. However, the Senate is not in session on Friday, leaving little time to debate and pass the implementation of the bill. Thought to be delayed until after the impeachment trial, the Senate moved up the committee hearings to include the USMCA passage during a busy week in Washington. One of the subcommittees that needed to give the green light for the USMCA to make it through was the Senate Appropriations Committee, a committee that Senator John Hoeven sits on. He issued this statement after its passage.
The House delayed USMCA, but we finally have it. We've had to put it through seven committees, which we're working to do in a week, including our Appropriations Committee. But our goal is to get it to the floor and hopefully get it passed this week because it's very important for our farmers.
Action today by the Senate would move the USMCA to the president's desk for his signature. The signing of the agreement would signal Canada to approve the agreement, whose government is waiting for U.S. approval. Mexico already approved the agreement last year. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.